Andy, what's your assessment of your progress at Roland Garros over the last 2 weeks here and how that sets you up now going into Wimbledon?
Well, I'm proud of the tournament I had. I did well considering, you know, I was, well, one tiebreak away from getting to the final when I came in, you know, really struggling. So I have to be proud of that. You know, maybe the lack of matches hurt me a little bit in the end today. You know, it was a very high intensity match. A lot of long points, and you know, when you haven't been playing loads, you know, over four and a half hours, that can catch up to you a little bit. So, you know, only have myself to blame for that, for the way I played coming into the tournament. But you know, I turned my form around, you know, really, really well, and ended up, you know, having a good tournament, all things considered.
Andy, were you able to employ the tactics you had in mind coming into the match?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like I said, it was not like I was far away from winning the match. I was close to finishing it in the fourth set. You know, there's a few things that I for sure feel like I could do better, and would like to have done a bit differently. I feel like my net game was really poor today, and that hurt me on a few occasions and some important moments. You know, I didn't approach well and didn't play well up at the net. You know, which against Stan, it's very important. You know, he's a very powerful guy, so when you come forward, you need to be sharp up there. And I missed a few too many points up at the net. I would have liked to have done that better.
Andy, during the fifth set, just to be sure, do you think it's more the lack of matches or the fact that physically maybe you got really tired after the fourth, or just, you know, did you feel it? Because from outside it looked like maybe you ran out of gas a little bit in the fifth. Was it like
this? I mean, look, yeah, I mean, physically I didn't feel my best at the end. It was more like, you know, I didn't have enough weight on my shot at the end of the match to, you know, to put him under any real pressure. So a lot of the points he was, you know, he was dictating from the middle of the court, and I was sort of, you know, retrieving and allowing him to pretty much hit the shots that he wants. And against a shot maker, someone who hits the ball as big as him, that's obviously not ideal. You know, whether that was down to me being a little bit slower in the fifth set, or, you know, whatever it was. You know, it was not a successful tactic, hitting the ball short in the middle of the court. Didn't work.
Andy, there was a period at the end of the second and the beginning of the third where you lost seven games in a row, but you actually managed to win that third set in the end. I was just wondering what happened during that period, and perhaps why weren't you able to kind of do that again when you were down?
Yeah, I mean, I lost my way a little bit that period again. Over 4 hours or 4.5 hours, there's going to be periods in the match where you're not hitting the ball as well, and you know your opponent's going to be, you know, playing well, and you need to try and, you know, ride out the storm a little bit. And I didn't do that period of the match for whatever reason. You know, I kind of expected to have a few more ups and downs in this event than, you know, maybe I've actually had, just because of, again, how I was feeling coming in. And like I said, you play matches at that intensity. I haven't played many of them these last sort of 6 or 7 weeks. And sometimes things can get away from you a little bit quicker in those moments. So obviously that wasn't a great period of the match for me, and you know, that's more frustrating for me than the you know, fifth sets, you know, maybe a bit more understandable. That period of the match was important. I did well to win the third set considering.
Andy, how far away do you feel from your best level, the level you showed at the end of last year, are you now, and what do you think needs to improve?
I don't know how close I am to that. It's, you know, I've played pretty well, you know, these last few matches. You know, even when you know, you're playing well. You're not going to win every match you play, but I put myself in a position to reach a slam final. So I'm obviously playing pretty good. You know, played some good stuff here. How close that is to my tennis from last year, I don't know. Very difficult to say. You know, hopefully it gives me a good base, you know, to go into the grass court season. You know, often when I've done well on the clay, I feel like that's helped me a little bit on the grass. Certainly the matches are not as physical, so going through matches like I did today is a good step for me. But yeah, it's impossible to say how close you are to your best level at any stage. Things change on a daily basis. I played better today than I did in the last match and lost, so you know that happens.
But Andy, for all the talk of illnesses, loss of form, lack of matches, lack of practice, this fortnight, have you worked through it and done enough tennis to make yourself feel at least like your old self again?
Yeah, I mean, look, I worked hard. I've been working hard in the build-up to the event. I needed to spend a lot of time on the court, and you know, I had to work hard, and you know, I worked very hard in the match today. Same in the match against Nishikori, and you know, moments against Del Potro and against Klizan. Like, you know, the matches, not all of them were plain sailing for me. They were tricky, and you know, that was good. And like I said, I do feel like having an event like this, you know, can give me a boost, and you know, hopefully have a strong grass court season and try to understand what worked well this event and what worked well in the sort of 10 days in the build up and the practices, and make sure I continue to do that throughout the year, not make any mistakes with my preparation or my training, and hopefully I finish the year strong.
Andy, tough close match today. When you look over at your friend's box and gesture and so forth, does that somehow relieve some pressure? Does it give you a connectiveness? Just talk about that process in the heat of the match, if you would.
I mean, I spoke about it a lot earlier in the tournament. It's, yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, it's my way of releasing stress or, you know, pressure or whatever. I mean, when you're playing in front of 15,000 people, there's a few people up there that are familiar faces, and you know, in moments of, you know, stress, yeah, look up to them. I also do the same when I play good points as well. It's not like, you know, Stan looks at his box all the time and points to his head. You know, players tend to do it. Rafa looks up at his box all of the time, and everyone probably does it, you know, as a way of releasing stress or making them feel more comfortable by looking at the people that you're closest to in those moments. And obviously, you know, sometimes it's positive, you know, sometimes it's negative with me, unfortunately, but that's the way it is.
Andy, considering your performance here the last 4 years, I'm just wondering if you feel pretty confident that this is a tournament you could win someday. And just secondly, on the just, you know, some pretty extraordinary defensive displays from your side of the court, and particularly off some smashes of his. I'm wondering if that's something you actually practice, or if it's just improvisational.
I practice, you know, more like off some of the smashes, making sure, because naturally when someone goes to smash the ball, you will hold the racket in like a chopper grip. And normally put up another lob if someone has a smash on top of the net. But I do practice guys smashing at me and trying to make sure I actually hit like a proper shot off that. I think like reading where they're going to hit it, I think that's more just from years of playing and reading the game. And the high defensive lobs, that's I never practice that. That's just something that, well, I do in matches. I mean, I hit a lot of them, you know, so I practice, you know, I'm practicing it, you know, almost every match that I play, and I've played almost 800 on the tour now, so it's a shot that works well for me and helps get me in, get back in a lot of points.